broadcasting to you from the basement of the Cobleskill Lodge in barren Schoharie County, the land that God forgot. This is the Unfavorable Report. This is a show about Freemasonry for Freemasons. Everything we say is our own opinions and not sanctioned in any way by any governing Masonic body, but it's all true. I'm Chris, here with our sublime producer, Tim.
Booyah.
And your thrice potent host, Todd.
Eat it, nerd.
Enjoy the show.
I think it'd be a good idea to start with Masonic pedigrees, lineages, resumes.
I don't know. I was raised by Cooney, so that's not much of a pedigree.
No.
You can get a spray for that, I think. They have a spray for that? Cures the itch.
That's Preparation G.
Preparation G. For those candidate flare-ups.
Let us know when we're recording, Tim.
We've been recording
the whole
time.
We've been recording.
Good.
Yeah, that was Chris running away from the table to.
I dropped my
pen.
He's
got like a 9-page
classy metal chairs.
Yellow notebook there with his pedigree. It's Masonic pedigree.
Okay, so Todd, why don't you start with your Masonic pedigree?
You going to give me a beat? I need a beat, man, if I'm going to do this.
Yeah, here. Wake up! We're going out today
to see the Shriners on parade. Hi there. My name is Todd, past master of Cobleskill Lodge number 394, raised January 2000, master 2005, member York Rite, Scottish Rite bodies, and the Shrine. Thank you.
I don't remember when we were raised.
Oh, that was stupid.
Was that great?
That was really good.
Let's see if you could do it worse. What you got?
We probably can.
I don't have a lot of pedigree, so no.
See, I was hoping you'd beatbox for me. I'm disappointed.
No. Let me see if I can get another song. Tim, you ready?
I don't even know when I was raised. What year were we raised?
I don't know. Oh, here we go, Tim. Ready? You let me know when you're ready.
He's ready.
I guess I'm ready.
Ready? Okay.
My name's Tim. I was raised through Cobleskill Lodge number 394. I'm currently the Senior Master of Ceremonies. I'm also a member of the Scottish Rite and the Shrine.
Is that it?
That's it, man. I could talk about...
Still got more song left in
the ceiling. The song makes it sound epic, man. An epic Masonic resume. A fine one.
I got to find another song for my my Masonic resume. I think that's the only song I have. I don't have a song. I'm a member of Cobleskill Lodge number 394. Let's see. I'm also a member of the Shrine, the Scottish Rite, and I'll be going through the York Rite later this year. End.
We could talk about how we became involved in Masonry. Todd, what got you into Masonry?
I don't know. My earliest memories were of my granddad, really. He would wear his Masonic ring, and we'd drive around in his pickup truck, and I'd see square and compasses on a window or a sign, and I'd be like, Grandpa, what is that? That's your ring. And he'd be like, Arsha, shh, it's a Mason, sir. You can't talk about it. So, you know, right off the bat... mystery was stoked in my heart at an early age. And then a little later on, sometime in my 30s, I met a fellow who had a book on his shelf that was called Born in Blood, and asked him if I could borrow it.
It's actually a really good book.
It's a fantastic book. And I read it all. Yes, I daubed with untempered mortar and learned that it's something I really wanted to do and followed through. The fellow who loaned me the book got me involved, and something I've really enjoyed.
Oh, he petitioned for you?
Yeah, he was one of my references and two other fellows.
Who wrote Born in Blood?
I think it was Robinson. John Robinson, or is it Robinson?
John J. Robinson.
John Robinson.
Yeah,
that was a really good book.
Yeah, if anybody out there in the Athosphere hasn't read it yet, you absolutely, positively should. He actually wrote it before he became a Mason, which I thought was cool. Wanted to find out what the fraternity was all about, did the research, wrote a book, became convinced of its good intention, and petitioned to join a lodge.
That was the one where they were talking about, wasn't it the Peasants' Rebellion in England?
Mm-hmm. They linked that to them. Watt Tyler's Rebellion. Yeah, yeah. Yep, and that was on Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah, and today's Friday the 13th.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Same date the Templars got the Papal Bull came out, and they were all...
What's a Papal Bull?
A Papal Bull?
Is that what you said, a Papal Bull?
It sounds like something you need a shot for.
Sounds like something you'd use a pad on if it flares up.
I was swimming in a pond and I got a papable.
Papable. My papable burst early today and I had to go to the doctors.
I don't have any Masons in my family as far as I know. I think I'm the first one. You know, I've seen the shows on the History Channel and all that stuff. And our brother Cooney, when we were at the Capitol working together, he was actually going through... this lodge. He was going through his degrees, and he was telling me about it. I thought it was interesting, but I wasn't sure that it was right for me at that time. Later on, a few years later, I ended up transferring out here to Cobleskill to work, and I'm working with Cooney, and I found an old CD he gave me.
Oh, was that the one where it was like, you could be my brother?
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder if we have that one.
It's kind of creepy, wasn't it?
I have the CD somewhere. I have to find it. But I actually found it in all my computer stuff, and I popped it in one day, and I listened to it. And although it was quite corny, you know, it made me think, you know, maybe I should give it a shot and see what it's all about. And I asked Cooney for a petition, and that was that.
Beautiful.
I joined because Tim was joining.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Collapsed quickly under peer pressure.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Everybody else was joining.
All so the cool kids.
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't know if you're going to be able to find that.
Nah, I'm looking for it now.
I'll have to dig the CD out. It's something to look forward to for another show.
Yeah, yeah. So plan on that. We'll play the CD later on at another show.
If you all come back for another show.
Oh, they will. The sublimation that we're putting in this show, there aren't a lot of people that can resist it.
No. I mean,
come on, we're the Masons.
Yeah.
You know we're putting subliminal messages in this podcast as we speak.
As soon as you're done listening, you'll be naked and sitting on the couch eating Cheetos.
Drink milk. Look both ways before crossing the road.
Yes, that's a very good advice. Because I almost got struck earlier tonight.
You shouldn't jaywalk, man. You'd think you'd know. I don't know. Was my turning signal on?
No.
No, but you looked like you were pulling off the...
What made you think I was pulling off the road? Well, I was kind of pulling in. Then I saw you, and I'm like, he's not really going to walk across, is he? I'm going to challenge him.
Let's go straight for him.
that's a special initiation. Chris, I think you need to elaborate on what got you involved in Freemasonry. I mean, that was kind of a brush over.
Thanks, because
that was a brief overview.
I like how right now I'm sitting on the computer trying to look up Tim's... video, and I'm trying to get my watch so I can see how many minutes we've done on the show so far. And you're like, by the way, Chris, you need to elaborate.
That's fair is fair.
Actually, let me change the subject. I got a problem. You guys have heard of the Masonic Library. What's it?
The Livingston Library, Memorial. Grand Lodge of New York State.
Right. Well, you know they've got a reading course program. You ever heard of this where you sign up for it and they send you books to your house and then you read them, you mail them back, you get a certificate when you're done with them, right?
Wow. That sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I've done three, I'm working on my third. I've done the Middle Chamber. They have these books, the reading books, and they divide them up between, like, you know, it's like five books per reading.
Are you lying?
No, I'm reading it out of the...
You read them all?
I'm actually trying to read it right out of the catalog right now, so it wouldn't be lying. So I've done the Middle Chamber. Let's see, what other one did I do? I think I did up three steps. That's part four.
Is that comic book form or...
No.
No.
Cliff Notes.
Yeah. No, they're actually really big books. One of them, I don't know which one it is. I'd have to dig.
So you read all these books?
Chris, read big book.
One of them's got Morals and Dogma.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the reading books, so I shied away from that.
That's a good one, but it's pithy, boy.
Yeah. So here, anyway, one of the book, the book I'm reading right now is called Out of the Shadows. It's The Emergence of Prince Hall Freemasonry in America. It's by a guy named Alton G. Rowntree and Paul M. Bessel. You guys heard of those guys before?
No.
No.
I have not. Do share.
Anyway, it's about Prince Hall Freemasonry and the other African-American Freemasons' lodges back in the 1800s. The problem I have is that I had the book in my backpack, and I also had a Diet Coke can in my backpack. When I threw my backpack down, it must have pierced the Diet Coke can, because when I opened up the bag, the entire Diet Coke can had dumped onto this book that I got from the library.
Oh, my God. Whoops. You ruined the Grand Lodge.
Right. The Grand Lodge is a library book. So what I did was I took – well, no, because I fixed it. I took the book and I put it in front – I have forced hot air in my house. So I put the book on the vent in front of my house and I cranked the heat up to like 80. So it blew on the book.
It didn't crinkle it all up?
No, well, it did. But then I had to take – I took all my other – like I've got three copies of Moral and Dogma and all the other books like that. All these thick books, and I put them on top of that book for like a week. So it compressed it back into shape.
Finally a good use.
The pages aren't stuck together.
So, no, they're good. The only problem is that they're brown now instead of white.
Well –
I'm thinking about, I think I can put the cover back on and then mail it back to them and they'll never know.
I don't know about until that. They listen to this podcast.
Yeah, because the librarian, I think her name is like Gertrude. Have you ever called the library down there?
No. Yeah, no, I do it all through email.
I'm assuming it doesn't have like a gigantic staff of personnel.
How does she answer the phone?
She's like, hello? She goes, ahoy, hoy.
What?
She does not.
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy. And you're like, hello, is this the library? She's like, hello, the library.
She's got a switchboard there with a bunch of plugs.
I'm guessing they don't get too many calls.
She's like, connect me to Madison 834, operator. But I think I'm going to mail it back, and I think I'm going to see if, you know, because that's like a $10 book.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
The Grand Lodge, how much did they just tax, I mean, assess us? Like $2,000, right?
Yeah, it was like $2,100.
Yeah, they can they can afford a book. I think they can eat the price on that.
Chris said.
How old's the book?
I don't know. It's apparently not, it's not older than 1880, because that's what they're writing about.
So have you read it at all? Have you even started it before?
No, I did. I read most of it. Yeah.
Was it good?
Eh, it's all right. The problem that I've noticed with a lot of Masonic writers is that they're just boring as shit.
That's why you dumped soda on it. The whole backpack.
Clearly it was some
punctured can thing. Mm, come on.
Done on purpose.
What do you carry in your backpack that punctures a can? Did you tell us that? I don't think you did.
No.
What was in your backpack?
No, I threw it down on a bench.
Oh, on a bench.
Did you well... I don't know if I'm daubing with untempered mourner, though, but since we're already here, you know, the Scottish Rite, did they contact you, Tim? The Rite?
About, no.
Oh, okay.
About what?
Well, you won an award, apparently.
I did?
Yeah.
For what? Man.
Congratulations.
Wow.
I went to, like, the first reunion.
What did you do?
The Blue Lodge put you in for an award. They recognize, Scottish Rite recognizes Blue Lodge members that don't necessarily have to be a Scottish Rite member, but that do, like, some significant thing for their Blue Lodge. So,
did they put you in too?
No, we put you in.
Oh, what?
So we put you in, and you won. I don't know. Apparently, the Worshipful Master is supposed to tell you, but he's not here today. But anyway, what do they call the head of the Scottish Rite, the Sovereign Commander or some shit like that?
Yes.
He's a school teacher, right? He's a good guy. Well, I sent him. You know, he sent me out the application. We filled it out, like, last minute, like we do everything else, obviously. And my friggin' dog, because I got a one-year-old Australian Shepherd, the fucking dog, when it came in the mail, ate it. Like, ate half of
it. Get out of here.
Yeah. So I go to our Worshipful Master. I go, oh, we got to fill this out. He goes, well, I think I have a copy of it. And I go, good, because my dog ate our copy. And he's like, well, I can't find the copy. Just fill it out. So we fill it out, and we have to go get signatures from everybody and all your sponsors or whatever. And I mail it back to the guy, and I'm like, hey, just so you know, I'm sure you've heard this before, but my dog actually ate the application. That damn dog ate like a quarter out of it. But hey, anyway, congratulations, Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sure. That's quite unexpected.
Yeah. Now you're going to have to take a day off from work.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Does it come with a T-shirt, or?
I don't know what it comes with. I think it comes with a medal.
A medal? Nice.
Or an award. Scottish Rite's got big into medals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Bling.
Yeah.
Masonic.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything more on the 22nd degree either. Was it 22nd?
Yeah, we're going to do a 22nd degree. That's the
The woodcutters.
The Forest of Lebanon or some shit like that.
That sounds like a good one.
It does sound like
a good
one. I
have to bust out my passport.
Yeah.
My Masonic
passport.
It's
nice and short.
So. It is short. It's
is
like,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's legitimately like three paragraphs per person. There's three woodchucks or... I mean, woodsmen.
Three woodchucks. Three woodchucks.
There's three rednecks. Now, what is in Scottish Rite? It's not districts, are they? They're
valleys.
Valleys?
Valleys.
Yeah, our valley supposedly hasn't done the 22nd in I don't know how long.
Since time immortal.
Oh, it's never done it? I thought
it just sounded cool. I'm sure they did it like in the 50s.
Moses landed the Ark in Scotia.
In Scotia.
He passed right by Schoharie.
He couldn't get up the Schoharie River. It flows the other way. All right, well, we'll take a break. This is the Unfavorable Report.
Mr. President, I'm a soldier with the 82nd Airborne stationed overseas. My family and my friends all pray that God is watching over me. Even God can't save us now. Mr. President, I'm writing you this poem. And I sent along a picture of my family back at home. I hear my heart beat loud out in these killing fields alone. I always hit my target, I just miss my happy home. When will be the end of this all? When will be the end of this all? Now that our back is against the wall. Whoa. Ooh, yeah. I joined the army like my father did. In his father before, I saw army green canvas look like perfect art of war. The images I see now are like ones I saw before. How am I a hero if I don't know what it's for? Days are getting longer, nights I never get to sleep. And I just had a newborn daughter that I hope I get to see. I've got bloodshed on my conscience, she's so innocent and free. I just killed some baby's father, better him instead of me. When will be the end of this all? Tell me, when will be the end of this all? Now that our back is against the wall. Mankind is getting small. Before the war, life it was beautiful. We marched out in the sun. Now with stars and stripes at funerals, our darkest days have come. Dying in this combat zone, it scares me half to death. Cause if I don't make it to heaven, what's to live for after death? I've seen mothers of the friends I lost out marching in a crowd. Cause their sons wear purple hearts inside their coffins in the ground. When they left for war, they thought their mamas would be proud. Faced off with their enemies, they thought they'd take them down. Hatred is tearing our soul apart. Separation is tearing the world apart. Corruption is playing its part. Mm.
sick and tired of those no-soul, white bread, Masonic podcasts?
The Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Formation, Chapter 1. Yah, the Lord of Hosts, the Living Elohim, King of the Universe, Omnipotent, Merciful and Gracious God, Supreme and Extolled, Dweller in the Height, whose habitation is eternity, who is sublime and most holy, engraved his name and ordained and created the universe in 32 mysterious paths of wisdom, by three Sephirim, namely, numbers, letters, and sounds, which are in him one and the same.
Cut! The Unfavorable Report, spreading Masonic light like hot mayonnaise on toast, baby! I don't know. I was in the kitchen just a second or two ago, just getting something to drink, and opened up the refrigerator, and I was like, "Wow, bags of pepperoni."
There are a lot of pepperoni. Yeah.
Bags of sliced cheese.
Actually, since the formation, not to toot my own horn, of
bags
our,
of crackers
of our club
of the universe.
No, not the formation of the universe. You fucking chucklehead. Why do you always interrupt me? Formation of the formation of our club. That fridge has actually been pretty well stocked because now
yes,
we got
has.
Burgers, we got chips, we got all sorts of stuff in there.
I thought it was cool. Beer. I came in and you had fried up a hamburger, Chris. You know, I mean, that's beautiful. That's the way a lodge should be. There should be man food in the fridge. The fridge should lead to a dimension of man food where it's constantly replenished. Like
when you were talking about
waters.
When you were talking about this segment that you wanted to do on a. Masonic refrigerators. Is it like metaphorical, or you actually want to talk about what we have in our fridge?
It's a metaphor. The whole thing is a metaphor. I think you got to figure that out, though, as we go along. What it means to you. You know, each element in the fridge is just a manifestation of your own psyche. You think?
I wasn't listening.
Blah, 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 blah.
I like pepperoni.
Yeah. Chris's eyes glass over there. And
it's pepperoni.
All right.
I don't know, even when I worked in town and I had an office, you know, I could always come to the lodge and you'd know that there would probably be some stale ginger ale if you were thirsty.
Yeah.
Some pepperoni,
yeah,
some cheese.
A lot of stale soda in there.
See, the problem that I have is that I live 40 minutes away from the lodge, so it's not like I can swing by and just grab something, which I would.
We swung by at work and chow down on crackers and cheese.
Yeah,
and
you've done it before,
cookies.
Too?
Yeah. I like 3 in the morning.
See, that's kind of good, though. I think that's what I'm talking about right there. Like, is that a common experience amongst Masons, like to raid the fridge during non-lodge hours? Like, guys showing up like, what's in the fridge?
I don't know. I don't think it is. I think it is in small towns like this, but there's a lodge. Buchendahl Lodge is actually like 2 miles from my house. And they don't have any food in the fridge.
Yeah, everything's catered.
Yeah,
really?
Because they do catering.
Wow.
So, I mean, they've got like a liquor cabinet. Yeah. They've got like
they've got a liquor cabinet to probably beat us, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
a
walk-in closet.
But you don't want – I don't think you could raid that. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to go in there and take shots of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like the fridge. You can't show up and be like, hey.
Right. It's not like I can eat
this. What's in here?
Be like, oh, scrape off some of the moldy cheese and eat that. But, yeah, they cater everything. So I don't think I've ever – I don't actually have a key for that place either.
No.
Well, I'm sure I could.
Maybe it's country lodges versus city lodges, because I was at a lodge in Bern a couple years back, and it was loaded, loaded with Red Dog beer.
I think it's country lodge thing.
Pepperoni and cheese and crackers.
Plus, we're one of these lodges where everybody's got a key. Like,
that's
true. I don't think, well, if you look at, definitely Buchendahl, I'm not positive about that, but if you look at, like, St. George's number 6 out of Schenectady, they go to the Rotterdam Masonic Center. So it's like a center. So they've got, like, none of them have keys there. They all, you know what I mean? There's actually, like, a paid Tyler that shows up, I think.
They have a Masonic center?
If I'm 100% wrong on this, feel free to email me.
Right?
I'm a member of, yes, I am.
What's that?
You'll have to come to my award and check it out.
Yeah, let me know what it is. He asked me if I was a member of the Scottish Rite.
Oh, yeah, the Valley does it. But they're back in Scotia now.
Yep. Yeah, that's where I'm a member. Yep.
I know, that's where I'm a member.
But he's never been to them.
You know, I'm an officer there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I read that in the paper, but I've never heard of the Rotterdam Masonic Center before.
Right.
That's different than the Scotia Lodge?
Well, yeah, the Scotia Lodge got washed out during the storm.
Right, I heard that.
So then they went to the Rotterdam Masonic Center. It's in Rotterdam. The Scotia Lodge is in Scotia.
But the but the Rotterdam Center is the one you said they have, like, a paid Tyler that
I think
comes
they do,
in
yeah. Because every time I've been there for everything, there's like this old cranky bastard who like, I'm like, hey, good evening. He's like, what's so good about it? And he just stands by the door.
He's like, I gotta use the bathroom.
He's like the old master sergeant from We Were Soldiers once. Good morning, master sergeant. What's so fucking good about it? So I think he's the paid Tyler. But yeah, because it's St. George's number 6. They've got the other Schenectady. It's like 178 or something. Mm-hmm. And then the Rotterdam, I think, Lodge is there. Plus, all the York Rite bodies are there.
Wow.
They all share. But it's a really nice building. Don't get me wrong.
Is Rotterdam zoned for that much Freemasonry in a single building? There's got to be a zoning law.
There's a lot of middle-class white people there. So I'm assuming there's a lot of Freemasonry.
Honky town.
I never knew it was
there's
there.
There's no Prince Hall Mason lodges there.
I never knew it was there, honestly.
Right. Well, you don't get out much of them.
Well, I mean, I worked in Princeton for a while. I probably drove by it all the time, never even realized it was there.
Yeah, it's actually right across from the Rotterdam Town Court.
I'll be darned. Does it have obvious Masonic devices decorating
it? Yeah, it's got like a huge square and compass.
Secret society here.
Yeah. Like everyone who wants to be part of a secret society.
Flashing lights.
You know what I didn't do? On a side note, I didn't time this segment.
OMG.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If only our grand producer would keep track of these things.
Conversation
I can trim
is
it down. If it's as long as it's near an hour, the first show might be a little less. It's good.
It's flowing like sacred manna. Don't worry about time.
We might be the only people.
Don't get your sacred manna on my shirt.
I'll clean up after myself. I promise.
What the hell were we talking about? Now we lost the flow.
We were talking about refrigerators and lodges and Rotterdam.
Yeah, no, but I don't think if you go into Rotterdam, I don't even think they have a fridge again because it's all catered. Like the city lodges,
they don't
seem
have fridges.
To cater.
What about Schoharie? I've never been to Schoharie either.
They got food in their fridge. They got pie.
Pies?
You know who's got great
pie?
Every
time I've been to Schoharie, there's a pie in a fridge.
Yeah,
Jefferson Lodges got great pie.
So they probably got pie in their fridge.
Yeah.
We went down there for. Whatever meeting they had, there was like 5 of us. We jumped in a car and went down there. So it's me and afterwards, they have their meeting, and afterwards they go across the street to the church, and all the old-timer wives make like all these pies, right?
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
So we're sitting there.
It was great.
And we, you know, we come here and we get pepperoni, sausage, and beer, and we're like, yeah, this is a great time. So we're down there, and they've got these homemade pies. There's like all the pies you can choose, and these old-timer wives, are, you know, feed you the pie. Oh, take another piece. So me and Cooney, I'm like, I have blueberry. He's got like a rhubarb, apple rhubarb or something. I'm like, oh, try this. And I take a bite. I'm like, oh, this is great. And he's like, oh, try mine. So I'm like, no, try mine. Mine's even better. And these old timer guys are looking at us like, what the fuck are you doing?
Get a room. They're trying to be tolerant.
Yeah. They got to do what they got to do.
They got to do what they got to do. You guys got to do what you got to do.
That's true.
It's all about the pie.
Are we done with your Masonic refrigerator section yet?
I don't know.
Do we even really start?
So you and Cooney are pie tasters then.
Right.
Yeah.
We're pie gay. Yeah. I'm a bisexual.
Flowing like manna. Actually, manna didn't flow. It flaked, right?
I have no idea.
That was a biblical inaccuracy. Well, manna was like flakes from heaven. It was like...
Was it?
Like cornflakes. Like
cornflakes from heaven.
High fructose.
Jesus flakes.
High fructose
manna came down, so it was flakes, so I guess it's flowing like flakes. Anyway,
excellent.
Yeah, I'm done with the refrigerators, man.
Good. All right, let's move on. What else you want? Producer Tim, what's our next segment?
I don't know. You got a bunch of stuff written down.
Oh, okay. Tim says, let me fill the listeners. We say, oh, we're going to do a Masonic podcast. This is our first ever. Yeah, this is perfect. So we got all the heads together, all the talking heads who all wanted to do it. And Tim shoots out an email, just so everybody knows I'm the producer.
I think that's good because at some point Grand Lodge is going to come for somebody.
Yeah. I was also thinking, too, is that we're violating probably about 1,000 copyrights when we play music on our breaks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The podcast is free, so I don't think we have any problems with that.
We're not charging for this podcast?
I don't think we could.
I've been making money off of it already. You guys aren't.
What about our advertising?
You guys aren't quite savvy enough.
I think your computer just died, Tim.
Laptop's fine.
So either way, you're the producer, so you're responsible for anything.
But,
so Tim sends out this email. Well, I'm the producer, just so everybody knows. Yet he hasn't produced anything.
This is the first.
See, in my mind, the producer is the one that like sets the agenda and what we're talking about.
Well, he's the guy who owns the crap, though, so he's producing all.
Yeah, but I paid for half of it. I just haven't written him the check yet.
Yeah, I paid for it in quotes. I haven't actually given him any money.
Intend on paying for it. All right.
Oh, good intentions.
Where's my soundboard? All right, this is a
heck.
Yeah. This is an anti-Masonic song, apparently. Check it out.
When you said I do, I guess your hearts wasn't in it. And when you said not now, I knew I'd never win it. But there's danger at that bar flap. You know I mean the tall chap. Don't you fall into the Mason's arms. Give that sharp suit a miss, hear the beat of my drum. That bookie spells heartbreak and the odds are 2-1. I'm begging and a-pleading, mayday, mayday, crying and a-bleeding, mayday, mayday, imploring and beseeching, a-begging and a-bleeding, that you won't submit to the Mason's charms, that you won't fall into the Mason's arms, that you won't submit to the Mason's charms. Let that rover return, let's begin the beginning. Sow the seeds of happiness, then harvest all them dreams. Or we just curl up on the sofa with tea and gypsy creams. So don't you submit to the Mason's charms. Don't you fall into, don't you give in to. Don't you submit to the Mason's charms, the Mason's charms, the Mason's charms.
And excellent.
We are charming.
And there you have the secret of the Freemasons.
The secret.
I think the...
A charming, high-caliber bunch of sons of bitches.
Yeah, we'll link to the video.
I don't understand the point of that. That it's like...
It's like we're out to nail your old lady.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I got from it, too, yeah. Am I wrong, Tim, or did that halfway through, did that get all echoey?
It did get echoey.
A little bit, yeah, but I don't think it was anything.
That was the influence of the Knights of Columbus. They were sabotaging our broadcast.
It was YouTube.
Their broadcast.
That guy sabotaged our stuff.
Yeah, that's weird. If you want to check that out.
Is he Scottish or is he just trying to sound Scottish? Like he's a tall Freemason.
I think he's British because he's really pale and skinny.
Oh, yeah.
When you watch the video, though, there's a lady that seems like all freaked out.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, what is he doing?
You know what'll help me score with this chick? Creepy anti-Mason song. Have you ever seen any of those old-timey advertisings that they had? From like the 50s, where it was like the Masons, like, you know why chicks dig a Mason?
Because
they can keep
secrets.
Like
Norman Rockwell esque pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great stuff.
I think I put a bunch of those in the newsletter when I did that.
Inspiring monogamists to join Freemasonry since the 11th century.
If you want to check this out, it's on just YouTube. It's called A Anti-Masonic Song.
So the next time I'm late getting home from lodge, coming in stinking like beer, wondering how I got home, I'll be like, behold, Sarah, my Masonic charms.
Apparently Masons are all tall and devastatingly handsome.
Well, I know that's true for me.
Yeah. Well, you got the badass goatee, though. So
yeah, I brush it 100 times a day.
I came home the other night, and this was like a month ago, from lodge. And my girlfriend says to me, she goes, were you at lodge? She's sleeping, obviously. I get home at like 1 o'clock. I go, yeah. She goes, oh, you smell surprisingly good for a lodge night. I'm like, well, I didn't drink and I didn't smoke. I think I had coffee and that was it. She's like, yeah, that's weird.
Good stuff.
Hey, Tim, way to let that dead air go.
Why is it fall back on me?
You're the fucking producer.
Yeah. Produce something, man. Yeah,
why don't you produce some fucking conversation while I'm trying to Google here?
All I meant was I was going to take care of editing and technical stuff.
That's not the producer.
All right, well, I don't know.
Okay, how about this? Anybody look up Louis Farrakhan and some of his rants about the Freemasons?
No.
That stuff is pure gold. I mean, not that you have to look it up now, but if anybody gets the time, just look up Farrakhan on YouTube and see what he has to say about Freemasonry. The dude's a total hypocrite, and
I'll have to check that
definitely
out.
Definitely
right, let me
a lying liar.
Thanks,
liar.
Thanks for filling the space, Todd. While I was,
I had to do something, man.
Yeah, well, Tim obviously.
Now the Nation of Islam's gonna be like, there's gonna be like these cars pulling in front of my house, like these black Mazdas. The doors open up. There's like Arabic music coming up. Shots fired in Richmondville.
Wait a minute, why? So apparently the only thing keeping the Mazda industry afloat is the
Nation of Islam, I guess. I don't know. This ain't cool.
What Mazdas do they drive? Protégés? Like what Mazda?
I'm just riffing. I'm filling space. I don't want you to yell at Tim anymore.
Here's what I was trying to pull up while we had the dead air there. And you remember that the big thing in 2003, the MTV Music Awards, where who's that woman, the skinny one, Britney Spears and Madonna, like they kissed.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
That was like a big deal because they were making out or whatever on stage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, according to this person, that was a Masonic ritual. So
duh.
I've got.
Duh.
So this is a long video, but I'll try to stop and we'll talk about each little spot. But it's actually like this guy trying to explain how.
What is it, like the rite of adoption or something?
The rite of adoption.
No, it's the guy's a fucking whack job. But
a torture device to compartmentalize and bring about this dissociative identity disorder.
Is he actually
we've
the video from the
list
Discord,
of musketeers? We've got Britney
no, but
Spears,
it's got like
Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake.
What'd you ask?
It's the actual video from the Music Awards.
It's the video from the Music Awards.
What they will do is use these people in high-profile rituals.
Of course we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is the ritual, apparently. This is the 2003 Music Awards. And
we use our
there's a cake that comes out. It's in the shape of a pyramid. And what this guy's saying is that that's a Masonic pyramid.
Yes, it is. Oh, look at that. There's a Masonic wedding veil.
Right. Now it's Britney Spears dressed as a bride.
I honestly don't know if I've ever seen that.
Don't you mean a Masonic ritual bride,
now,
Chris?
Tim's clock struck high noon when he saw Britney Spears. In there.
Hey, baby.
So Britney Spears is still singing. Now she's coming down. If you notice on this pyramid's got 13 steps, which apparently is Masonic.
13 steps.
Yeah. She does look good, though. I'll give her that much.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this is Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
This was before she got fat, though.
Yeah, now it's like a low 12.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys see that? I don't know. I saw some subliminal Mason. Look at, they're all wearing Masonic aprons in the audience. Did you see that?
No, but look, now on the floor of the stage is checkerboard black and white.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Is it tessellated?
Yeah. It's a what?
It's not tessellated. Well, unless you count the wedding gowns as a symbolic tessellation, right?
Wait, it gets more. Now this is the part that gets really Masonic.
Oh, there's Eminem.
Uh-oh.
That's Eminem.
This is the Masonic part?
I don't think any of this has been.
Well, the black and white checkerboard, the 13 steps.
Oh,
now,
here comes
Madonna,
the worshipful master.
Dressed as a high priestess of Kabbalah.
Well,
this is according to the video.
Top hat
and
on,
she's got
right?
a top hat,
yes,
like a worshipful master.
Yes.
There's where it gets masonry.
She's coming out of the cake, dressed as a worshipful master.
Yep.
In a modified tuxedo.
And now she sings about Hollywood.
And God knows that the H in HA stands for Hollywood,
yeah.
And the other part is America.
Right.
Right?
Well, Hollywood is the land of
Master Hollywood America.
Yeah. Oh, God. Tim's digging it, though. Look at him. He's grooving.
Hey.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A flash in the pan.
Now, Christina Aguilera looks good in this video.
Not too shabby. Oh yeah, this has got Freemasonry written all over it.
I'm about to soil my Masonic underpants.
Lord knows every worshipful master.
The ball,
well, see, passed
the torch.
Yeah, she passed. Madonna passed the top hat.
Oh,
to Britney.
Who represents the Junior Warden? Right.
Right.
Yes. Okay, then how does she give the gavel to?
I don't know. I'm gonna give my gavel to both of them.
Hey.
Now they're just dancing around.
Three knocks is all it should take, right?
Right, Chris? One knock. All right. It's says they are soon going to earn a higher position within the order and gain more power because they're performing this ritual in public. It's a lot like the ritual we did.
Oh, you mean the Masonic ritual we did in the middle of Main Street Cobleskill?
Yeah.
Where we dragged the altar out there?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of power from that.
Yeah.
That's how we got this podcast, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's.
I'm sorry, I was distracted by Christine Aguilar's legs. I think that's about it. But they say that this is... Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
They're kissing.
Now
it's confirmed by a kiss.
Oh, now you understand that this was not just a show. That's the MTV 2003 Masonic ritual.
That's what they say, that was a Masonic ritual.
That's on YouTube. You guys and gals, people.
Well, there wouldn't be any gals.
You cowens and eavesdroppers. You can all check it out. That's pretty inspiring.
Yeah, that's what I pulled up. I was looking for anti-Masonic stuff, which is pretty easy to find on the internet.
Well, you know, actually, Madonna, didn't she have a dream where she met George Washington and he was dressed in Masonic regalia and then he gave her the lyrics for Like a Virgin? I think that's the Masonic connection.
Never heard
there,
of
right?
It?
Yeah. George Washington came down in flying saucers dressed in Masonic regalia. Actually gave the lyrics to Madonna's whole first album, which really went to the top. Hence, you know, more Masonic conspiracies.
Right, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
There's a video. When I was looking for this, there's a video that I came across where it's like a day in the life of Masons, and then you click on it, and it's just like this guy, and he's a, it's like a lizard. It's like a lizard, like the Geico lizard, but like a full-size lizard man. He's just like walking around.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Well, that comes from the writer David Icke, who believes that there are two or three races of aliens that influence humankind, and one is a reptilian-based alien race. The other is like a Nordic, blonde-haired, blue-eyed alien race.
Which one am I?
I don't know. I'm just making a podcast.
Look into my eyes and tell me which one I am.
I don't want to look in the eyes. Too much darkness. Too much darkness.
Come here. Let me show you some light.
Anyway, so the whole premise is that there's a Masonic conspiracy and that we've been infiltrated by shape-shifting reptilians. You guys should look up David Icke. It's some...
Did you say David Icke?
David Icke. I-C-K-E. I've read a lot of his stuff. So anyway, that's probably a reference to, you know, Masonic guys being taken over by shape-shifting aliens, who are the bad guys. And then the Nordic guys are like the good guys. And then you got the Greys, who aren't really aliens at all. They're like made
people
by the government and the Nazis. Like the Nazis made the Greys and their experiments.
Which ones are the Masons?
Well, the Masons are all of them.
You lost me on that one.
I thought we were the evil one.
Well, no.
The
Masons were supposedly, according to Icke, infiltrated by the reptilian Mason or by the reptilian race of aliens. You look confused, Tim.
Good Lord.
That's Tim's normal look.
I was just trying to riff on the video with the whole, you know, day in the life of a Mason lizard guy. David Icke, check it out. Masonic conspiracies, alien infiltration.
Nice.
Hey, it's all very logical.
Hey, producer Tim, do we have an email address? I'm going to take your silence to mean no.
No, I don't think we do.
Producer Tim at.
No, we do. I do have an email address.
Well, do we have an email address for the show?
TheUnfavorableReport@gmail.com.
Did you just make that shit up?
No, we have one. That's where I send all the emails.
TheUnfavorableReport@gmail.com.
All right, yes. We'll take a break. This is The Unfavorable Report. We'll be right back.
returned to the unfavorable report.
So that was the name. Raining Tractors was the name of that band, right?
That was Raining Tractors. I believe the name of that song was Taking Out the Trash.
Nice.
An inspiring tune.
I liked it a lot.
Glad you liked it.
Thanks.
A lot of love here today.
I'm glad I liked it too.
Yeah, I'm glad. Here, let me put that in its protective case.
Jesus.
Hey, you don't want to end up like my phone.
No. Tim's phone smashed.
What's up with your phone anyway? Man.
I dropped it in the glass on the front of the iPhone.
Looks like you shot it.
No, I dropped it. It just shattered. It still works, though.
You should get a new iPhone.
I should.
You know what's cool, though, is it's a real testament to iPhone ingenuity and engineering. I mean, the touch-sensitive glass is shattered.
And it still works.
And it still works. Yeah, it's still touch-sensitive.
I think they must put the coating on the outside of the glass. So whatever the film they put on there that...
Oh, no. You're the coating, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
You're the coating.
Tim coats it with his special glass.
Like butter off a hot biscuit.
I like that. Yeah. Spreading Masonic light like hot mayonnaise on toast.
That's a t-shirt.
So,
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah,
so, heads up. What I was going to say is that we're actually recording all this on video, too. So eventually what I plan to do is put this up on the web. Is that what we're going to do?
We're going to put it up on the web.
I'm asking you, illustrious producer,
yes,
Tim.
We can put it up on the web.
Please, Tim. Please let Chris put
hopefully
it up
no
on
one
the
watch
web.
It, but yes.
Please.
So you can see what it's like to...
See, Tim, he's a producer that rules with an iron fist, but he's a benevolent despot.
Yeah.
A benevolent despot. That's what I like about him.
Yeah, that's what I like about him, too. Like, he's like, you better find some content.
Yeah,
but then
he
just sits back and lets you fail.
Well, I didn't find any content. I just showed up. I'm like, oh, there's some beer.
I know. Tim's level of production involves sending out nasty emails week prior to the podcast date.
Don't forget, I'm the producer.
That's right.
He goes,
I have final creative.
Yeah, well, if you're a producer, I'm the thrice potent host.
The thrice potent host.
All right, producer Tim, what else do we have on our agenda today?
Ooh.
Is anybody drunk? Are we going to do...
No.
No,
we're not
really
doing that.
We could do buzzed esoterica, but that's no good. No, we need drunken esoterica.
We could always play the clip from the last time.
I think you should play the clip. I mean, this is our first show. People should get a little background on that and maybe... Yeah. It was what? It was a pilot show that you and...
Me and Tim and
Tim and
brother
Cooney...
It just happened to be
Worshipful
my birthday.
Worshipful Master Coonrod.
And they attempted.
Is that his real name, Coonrod, or is it Cooney? What's his sound? Because Coonrod would be the formal, right? Is it Cooter? Worshipful Cooter.
No, what the hell? What's his nickname? Scooter.
Shatheed. His name's Shatheed.
Shatheed.
S-H-I-T. H-E-A-D.
What's
Shatheed.
His Indian name from the res?
Shatheed.
Shatheed. Oh.
It's a Indian name. Brother Shatheed.
Is that like...
Well, the only other thing I have left on my agenda is...
What about... let's get back to Tim's Drunken Esoterica.
I do like that idea.
That's pretty important. I think that should be played on our...
Do you have that clip, Tim?
I do, yes.
So what happened? I mean, basically it was Tim's birthday...
Right,
and
we
guys
came
did.
Here.
You
we
came here
got,
to the lodge
I
to our secret underground bunker basement.
Right.
Yeah, I just got the soundboard.
You just
all
got all
stuff.
The new equipment. You set it up, and you got hammered.
Well, it didn't.
Well, we had
wasn't
Tim
planned.
It was planned for us. It wasn't planned for you. It was Tim's birthday, so we had Tim doing shots of Grey Goose.
Oh
it wasn't
shots
out of the bottle.
I was chugging off the bottle
because we went up to the pool hall.
How old are you now?
32.
50.
Yeah.
But not a day over 50.
It was not good.
So we had Tim. So we're going to him. We're like, so it's me and Cooney. We're up here. And George, stop by. So we're like, Tim, drink. It's your birthday. He's like, all right, well, you guys take a shot too. So
you guys are
those,
blowing bubbles.
Yeah, we're blowing bubbles into it. And
Tim's
like,
gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Glug, and we're like, well, I'll take another one. He's like, all right, but you first. So I'm like, sip. And I handed Tim. He's like,
I had no idea. I was already...
So Tim ends up, you killed like half a bottle of Grey Goose by yourself.
That's pretty impressive. I think I probably killed a bottle of gin at Cooney's Halloween party the other day. So I was damn near.
Well, on Halloween.
Or not Halloween.
That was like
Christmas party. I'm sorry. It was that bad. Anyway.
Yeah, you were pretty bad.
I know, I couldn't play guitar, man.
That was fucking great. Because
seriously, I pissed on his, didn't that? I piss on there. Cooney's wheelbarrow that night, too?
I don't remember that, but I remember you sitting there in the kitchen.
You were in the wheelbarrow?
I pissed on his wheelbarrow. I had to take a piss, so I went around the other side of the fence, and my wife tells me this, that suddenly you heard like the sound of liquid hitting metal, and I was yelling out that I was pissing on his wheelbarrow.
I don't know.
I trust you guys, so like when you hand me something to drink, I'm like, I'll be okay. They're my brothers. No big deal.
Well, that was...
We're standing in the kitchen, me, you, and Cooney, and Cooney goes, hey, play the guitar. You go, oh, I can't. I go, fucking play it. So all of a sudden, Cooney disappears. Like, bloop, he's gone. And then, like, bloop, he's back, and he's got a guitar. And I'm like, Cooney, how the fuck did you get a guitar? He's like, oh, it was in my basement. So he pulls out a guitar, and he hands it to you. And you're like, no, man, I'm too drunk to play. And I'm like, well, I've never met a musician that's too drunk to play. Because 99% of musicians I know think they sound better when they're drunk.
Well, I'm not saying I don't drink a little, but yeah.
And you wouldn't, you played, and boy, did you suck. you were definitely too drunk to play.
Yeah, I told you.
That was crazy.
We didn't need to even go there, you know. I didn't even need to denigrate myself, but, you know, you needed a demonstration, and I crossed the line. I think it's, you know, you mix gin and tequila and Sam Adams Winter Lager.
That was the night that Tim didn't show up for the barbecue.
That's right. I didn't.
I went to the dark place, man. I went to the dark place.
I was all right. I didn't really drink that much.
Well, that's great. Yeah. You're a shining scion of inspiration there, Chris. Thank you.
Pardon? Exactly.
Next Christmas party at Cooney's, I'm going to be just like Chris. He's my hero.
Gosh, mister, you're the coolest guy I know.
Gee whiz, Chris, how you keep your shit together all the time? Well, son, I don't drink at Cooney's Christmas party.
Well, come here, little buddy. Sit on my lap, and I'll tell you all about the things I do.
Okay, mister.
Okay.
Are you a mason?
Are you going to abduct me into flying saucer?
Our podcast just got weird.
I didn't do a damn thing,
damn,
man.
That went south.
I didn't do it.
Fuck, that went evil all of a second.
You can summon the power of the producer.
Yeah, if only the producer would get us back on track.
Produce some editing.
Tim, get us back on track.
Edit it out. Anyway, we got to get back on track with the drunken esoterica.
Hey, before we do that, do we have, like, you've got a soundboard, don't you, Tim? Yeah. Do we have, like, a producer noise? Like, do we have, like, a whip? Like, whoosh.
I don't have, no. I was just trying out a different soundboard program.
What would
your
soundboard
sucks.
Sound?
Like, it would be like, was whoop, like a whip. Whoop.
He's not really whipping on us, though.
No. Well, that's why it would be funny. Like, Tim, get us back on track. Rawhide. Like, you men need to talk about esoterica. Tim, what do you have on there?
Behold my sacred whip of production. Plus four.
Nothing, really.
I'll roll a 12.
20. I have an invulnerable save of minus 18.
Now I'll use my 8-sided dice to make these guys do their podcast better. Shit, a 6.
8-sided dice.
Tim, what are we doing here, production-wise? What do you got for soundboard?
I just have a bunch of stuff to test out the new soundboard
You
got to
speak closer. So I can't hear you. Huh?
I just have a bunch of miscellaneous crap that just downloaded to...
Is that plus four invulnerable miscellaneous crap?
Yes.
It's only good against golems. Tim.
Precious.
Do you look at porn on your computer? Because otherwise, it is a complete waste of money. Look at that setup.
What?
For those of you watching on the TV, look at that setup.
What?
Everybody's hypnotized by the camera now.
No, look at that.
Yeah, the camera they can't see.
The minute you mention cameras, everybody gets quiet. Whoa, we're on TV. Whoa. My penis.
I have a bunch of here.
Do you have a soundboard?
Anyone even said that word
I
on a Masonic
a
podcast
penis?
Yet? I think
I
you're the first.
I think we did. Actually, no, because when we did our the first podcast we did, the test run or whatever.
You said penis?
Our sound check was penis.
Yeah, but... This is classic. Actually going to be on the air, and I don't think there's ever been a...
Suck! Is that the first one that they've said that? What else you got? Fire something out. Fire out some Nazis, Tim.
You probably heard we ain't in the prisoner-taking business. We in the killing Nazi business.
Killing Nazis.
Cousin, business is booming.
Boom!
I just have a bunch of stuff to test the new soundboard I downloaded.
So, do you have anything relatable to the show?
No, negative. That's...
That's a negative.
that's a big negative.
The clip from the Shriner.
Should we play the Shriner song?
Oh,
or what about? I'm still sticking with Tim's Drunken Esoterica. He's trying to change the subject.
We can add that at the end.
No, bullshit.
Do it now, Tim. Fire that shit up.
I am Lucifer.
I don't know if I can play
it
right
what
now.
Was that guy thinking anyway? Play that clip again. Anybody ever hear this on the web?
I heard it, yeah.
We can pull it up, too. I don't have the whole thing right here. I just have clips.
I am Lucifer.
Hey. Ooh.
He's also virtuous and virtuous.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I could pull up the entire thing if you give me a second. I just think my computer shit the bed here.
Yeah, where was that at? That was in Toronto, right? That's those Canadian Freemasons.
Yeah, they were at some big shrine convention, I think.
Is that all?
And some religious wingnut accosted this guy, this old poor old Shriner.
So he just kind of got sarcastic?
Yeah, no, I don't know. It was a Shriner's convention. I got it right here. Let me see if I can play it.
What is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Is that, now, did you just say that you were Lucifer?
Did I do that?
Mash up, baby, mash up.
Yeah, I don't have that clip.
Innocent individual that's out to help people.
Oh, Lucifer is? Say that again. Lucifer is...
Hold on, sorry about that.
What's going on?
How can you say anything about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Is that, now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, is he the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the internet.
Oh, amen. God bless you, brother.
Because that's...
Yeah, I think it's just a... I think an old-timer just got confused.
Yeah, just got confused.
He got bewitched.
How do you get confused? Like,
I don't know, but...
I don't know either.
He just looked like he got hypnotized there.
Yeah, he was hypnotized by
is
the power
anybody else?
Of if, Lucille Ball.
If you're out at a convention, legitimately, if you're at a convention...
You're drunk.
Wackadoo comes up to you and is like, hey, are you blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, get the fuck away from me before I punch you in the eye.
Yeah, but yeah, I hear you.
is that not the Masonic thing to say? Or legitimately, that's all I would say to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And this old timer got bewitched by him.
I'm going to punch you in the eye and hit on your wife.
And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome.
That was good. That was some production right there.
Those that was
were
good.
Production yeah. values.
You wanted these sound effects.
That was a good
I knew
sound
it.
Effect.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
And that's very apt.
That's
so.
True. That is true.
All right, we'll take a break. This is the Unfavorable Report.
All those pompous asses who spend their days pointing fingers. constantly reminding us that our actions are the cause of all their problems. Pointing their fingers in every direction, blaming their own nation for who wins elections. They've never contributed a fucking thing to the country they love to criticize.
Here's the obscene, ignore the untrue depictions we see. Try and get through. And many mistakes can hurt.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Well, thanks for listening. This was our first ever podcast, The Unfavorable Report. You can check us out on CobleScaleLodge394.com. That's our website. Look us up on iTunes, right, Tim? We're going to have...
There'll be a link on iTunes.
There'll be a link on iTunes.
Download it.
Yep. You can email us at TheUnfavorableReport@gmail.com. That's one word. And check us out on our Facebook page. It's Facebook, The Unfavorable Report. I think that's
going to
be.
It's going to be, unless somebody else has that already.
But if you like our podcast, or even if you just listen to our podcast, shoot us an email. We'll read your email online, or we won't, depending on how mean it is.
Depending. We'll probably read the mean ones, right?
I would read the mean ones,
Yeah, let's read the mean ones.
They're more fun than the good ones.
Well, thanks for being here with us, and join us next time. It's The Unfavorable Report.
Yeah, see you next time, crew.
See you next time.
How you doing? Welcome back to The Unfavorable Report. We're coming back from break, and now is a segment that we like to call Drunk Esoterica.
Dude.
Tim, open your book. Open your book and read us some Drunk Esoterica.
No.
Let's go. Read it.
No.
Read it.
No.
Read it.
Dude.
Tim, read it. Read it.
He's supposed to read this.
Tim, read it.
Because that's all we have.
All right, ready? Start again. Welcome back from the break. This is the fuck's the name of our show? Welcome back from the break. This is The Unfavorable Report. Here's a segment we like to call Tim's Drunk Esoterica. Tim, to you.
Dude.
Tim.
He's drunk.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tim, read the fucking book.
No.
Tim, read two paragraphs of the book. Ready? There we go. Ready?
Dude.
Two paragraphs. All right. Welcome back from the break. This is The Unfavorable Report. Here's a segment we like to call Tim's Drunk Esoterica. Tim?
Read it. Read it.
Tim's Drunk Esoterica. Tim?
Read it.
All right.
Read it.
The Divine Pie Mander. Dude,
Here's to you, Tim.
The Divine Pie Mander of Hermes Trismegistus is one of the earliest of the Hermetic writings now extant. Dude, I can't do this.
Tim, Here's to you. Read it.
All right, no. Shut down, let's go home.